When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for downloading the Sunranto Show. For early and ad-free access to the Sunranto Show, including a ton of great perks and our Discord server, please subscribe at patreon.com/sunranto for as little as a dollar a month. There are free trial memberships available. patreon.com/sunranto. Don't make me tell you again. All over Chicagoland, there are thirsty, frazzled, overworked Cubs podcasters who are struggling to survive one more baseball season in the dog-eat-dog world of unpaid content creation. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can make a difference. Become a super ranter at patreon.com/sunranto, where your support ensures that poor, sad, pathetic, ugly, loser Cubs podcasters can pay for tickets and beer, and in turn, line the pockets of the baseball oligarch Ricketts family. Just $1 a month can buy a scorecard. $5 a month can pay for guitar strings to write a Cubs song. And $10 a month almost buys one beer at Wrigley Field. Cubs content creators are the lowest pieces of pond scum garbage that slither over the face of this planet. But super ranters help them get drunk and screw off at baseball games. What do you get out of it? The Sunranto Show, delivered to your podcatcher without stupid advertisements like the one you're seeing and hearing right now. Plus, at other Super Ranter levels, you can get Cubs music, access to private Sunranto pages, the Ranter calendar, and special thanks and Ranter recognition in our live broadcasts, plus eligibility for monthly prizes. What does Sunranto get out of it? Your money. For tickets and beer. Go to patreon.com/sunranto. That's patreon.com/sunranto. And become a Super Ranter today.
Not only should you become a super ranter today, but you should become a chance taker. And hashtag chance in the chat. You can win a Frank Chance postcard sent to you by me with a message of love and or doom. And so I did want to bring up that I had this idea to put the chance on a t-shirt for In the Clutch, and we might have these soon. Check this out. Take a chance.
Sure. Yeah, I dig it.
I love it.
I dig it. And I had this other idea to take this old clipping from Mordecai Brown's career. And this is super old, but Brown's twirling hand and has his mangled hand on a shirt.
Absolutely. It looks like a Shocker t-shirt, though. That's the only concern.
I think IFG needs me to take this off the screen. I think I just caused
He's like, yeah, I've been told this before. No thanks.
I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be a big seller, but I'm certainly going to wear it. I'm that kind of person, though. So I want to go through some notable signings. I did tell you all about Jung-Hoo Lee went to the Giants, Korean outfielder. Yeah, what do you know about him, IFG? You just watch him play, right?
Of the Asian leagues, the KBO is the one that I know the least about, and I'll tell that to anybody. I can recommend you some great people on Twitter to follow, but I do know that he was drafted out of high school, and he won Rookie of the Year after spending exactly 0 days in the minor league.
Oh, wow.
He debuted with the team, played with the team the entire year. His signing over here, actually, he has in his contract, he has the right to refuse any transfer to minor leagues. He just does not want to be a minor league baseball player. That's his whole thing. He's actually kind of KBO royalty. His father, Lee Jung-bom, was known as the son of the wind. So he is known as the grandson of the wind.
Not nearly as cool as Son of the Wind. When you said Son of the Wind, I was like, that's a freaking badass cool. name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was his dad.
Had the grand there.
Grand Son of the Wind. Yeah. And he was KBO MVP. His dad was KBO MVP. So like it's a whole big thing. He's like the, I don't know.
So many Asian players coming here now. Oh, I mean, what? I know.
Great.
It's great for the, you know, now you can almost start calling it the World Series for real, even though they're going to keep calling it, you know, but now it feels like it.
I mean, it'll be the World Series when the MLB winner faces off against the NPB winner.
Yeah.
When you play a tournament at the end.
That would be great. I would love to see that. Everybody's like all
the
beat
World
up.
Series winner, the NBB, the Taiwan, like get them all together for just like a weekend. Just like a travel ball team weekend where they play, you know, three game sets. It'd be great.
Yeah.
And they play those three game sets like the little leaguers do. Like two in a row. Like you just play them right on the same day.
Double headers. Let's play two. So I want to bring up, go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering. So like I have never heard of this guy and they're bringing them in. What position does he play? Like it says outfielder, but does he play center field?
So it's tends to be a little bit more fluid. So in KBO, at least as far as I know, like if you play the outfield, you could be put anywhere based on kind of like where they need you that day. But he's a little bit more of a center fielder than not. Like I wouldn't expect him to show up and hit a whole bunch of home runs. He's a really fast dude. He's probably going to lead the league in triples.
Yeah. It's amazing because I mean, Danny, did you have what his deal was? Because I mean, there is a team in Chicago that needs a center fielder. I mean, there's two teams.
Well, he's already signed to the Giants.
What I'm saying is these guys pop up.
We weren't in on it. We weren't in on this. We didn't even
know about it.
Well, and here's somebody else we missed
on.
We
only had one position open.
I heard it reported that the Cubs were kind of in on that one.
Which would be weird because we don't really need an outfielder unless you're planning on
trading. I think they were just kicking the tires, but the name was up there.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. I didn't hear about it, so.
It was like one guy, but we were connected to everybody just because everybody knows we need stuff and we thought we'd be aggressive and we haven't been. Rowdy Tellez to the Pirates, which you knew, but I mean, we did kind
of
need
continuing with my favorite strategy of put a big dumb motherfucker on first base.
It's so weird how some of these players are just like stuck in the Central Division.
Well,
they don't go anywhere. They play for all the teams. They just make their way around.
He's been with the Brewers for a while now, but, you know, he's got some pop. In 2022, he actually hit 35 home runs for them, and he was a monster that year, if you recall. He kind of – I think he hit a couple of big shots against the Cubs. He must have.
He's a Cub killer. Like, even when he sucks, he does good against the Cubs. He's a traditional Cub killer.
So
and
I was
– fun.
I'm not saying that we should be going and signing Rowdy Tellez. But hey, man, that was some lefty. That was some lefty pop that plays first base. I'm just saying that, you know.
I mean, we don't need a guy like that, Danny. You know, other guys.
Just remember that
zero guys, by the way, that play first base. Zero.
Just remember though that Council didn't even want him on the playoff roster, so he's kind of not really.
I forgot. Yes, we do have a new manager who maybe knows a little bit about Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah, so we didn't get him. He's on the Pirates. Maybe Calto knows how to strike his ass out. Chafin, it went to the Tigers.
Chafin, that's where we saw him, Danny.
Yeah, exactly. Flaherty, Jack Flaherty also went to the Tigers. So Tigers making moves. They traded Zach Short to the Mets. I guess is that true?
I don't know.
Yes. Zach Short from the Compound Podcast. I think I heard that. Anyway, I think we talked about Candelario to the Reds that last week.
Yeah.
But that was finalized. I just in the last few days that's done. And once again, you know, hey, that would have been nice. Maybe we do something there. No, we're not doing that either.
Have we heard anything? I mean, I haven't heard anything in the last, I don't know, 24 hours or so, but any movement on the idea of signing Shota Imanaga?
Well, yeah, I want to get to him right after we talk about Cubs great Rob Zastrzyzny, who won the World Series for the Cubs in 2016 single-handedly and won and has a ring.
I want to say he is the only Cubs of that Theo regime that ended up starting a game, a homegrown talent that they drafted, that Theo drafted.
The only thing I remember about Rob Zastrzyzny is that every time he got called up, he would be with the team for like 4 or 5 games, never get in the game, and get sent right back down. And, and I was always like, why the hell did you even bring him up?
So
just so you guys know really quick, Rowdy Tellez played 31 games against the Cubs. He slashed .239, .370, .466 with 6 home runs and 15 RBIs.
I'm so glad he's still in the division.
Yeah. And also, Zach Short got picked up off of waivers.
Oh, okay.
On the Mets.
Okay, so. Yes, maybe he'll be doing a little bit more podcasting if that keeps happening to him. So
I'm still mad to this day that we had Eric Stout right after we traded Zach Short. Damn it. Yeah. I will never stop being bitter.
Could have had Short and Stout.
But deep pot infield.
Instead, I guess we're still in on this guy because Yamamoto, we haven't heard about us being in on him for a moment. Seems like it's a pipe dream at this point, but maybe we could get Shoto Imanaga, and I put up his stats there, and he's quite a good pitcher too. He's a lefty, so that's kind of cool. Strikeout numbers, I mean, last year, it was 10, 11 per 9, something like that. The walk numbers are super low, under 1.
See, I'm looking at innings pitched, 1.4. And that's what I'm liking because I'm seeing him get up around the 160 innings pitched a number of times there. But and honestly, IFG, you would know better than me, that's a lot of innings in the Japanese league, right?
Yeah, he's an innings eater. He threw a no-hitter last year. He's a complete game shutout kind of guy. He got his 1,000th career strikeout, I think, in September of this year. I got a little graphic here from a good friend of mine here on Twitter, Gaijin Baseball. And this is just showing some of his stuff. He's known as the throwing philosopher.
He's kind of a professor and a philosopher in the same rotation? Let's do it.
What a humanities department we'll have.
He notably has said out loud with his face that he is not considering region of the United States in making his decision. So anybody who's like, he's only going to want to play on the East Coast or on the West Coast because of airports or whatever. No, that's not true. So that's like not something that he's really taking into consideration. He really does want a place that's just going to like fit him well. He is basically most of the time kind of a low 90s guy. He tops out at about 96. He's stuff and change up and, you know, he gets good numbers of strikeouts for the kind of pitcher that he is. He's got a 2.8 ERA in 2023. He was worth 4.5 WAR. Like he's a guy, and
you just made him my favorite option.
He's a lot of fun, and he's clearly trying to get away from Trevor Bauer because he's just been on the team with him all last season.
But he also started the final World Baseball Classic game against USA.
He was the winning pitcher. He pitched 2 innings in that game, and he was credited with the win against USA in the WBC final. Yeah.
Well, and I love the idea, all that stuff that you were saying about him, but also the lefty. Like,
yes.
Good Lord, we need somebody.
Smiley doesn't do it for you?
He had more strikeouts than Yamamoto last season. Led NPB in strikeouts last year. He's a dude.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, they got to do something. They got to replace Stroh because you're not going to go in there with, you know, the 1-2 punch of who would it be? I guess Steele and Tyone. That's, you know, I mean, that's what we're doing. Hendo,
Steele,
I guess.
Steele, Tyone, Hendricks. That's what we got right now.
Smiley, then Wicks. What are we looking at? Wicks,
Assad.
Assad, I mean, yeah.
We could probably, who? If they really wanted to, I think that Wisniewski. They've got seven guys that they could run out there if, you know.
Yeah, but for four or five innings maybe, but not for like eating some innings. Now you got to throw together a bullpen, which they also don't have, and they also didn't sign anybody for. So far. Yeah.
Now, you were asking about Yamamoto earlier, and this is where I was extremely frustrated, and I had this on the, you know, we were talking about this today, so I have it right here, but Ken Rosenthal was writing about Yamamoto, and I looked at the article in The Athletic, and basically he's talking about Yamamoto. It's going to be about $30 million AAV on that one, and so he continues to write, only a few teams can play at that financial level, and virtually all of them, the Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Giants, and Red Sox, are in the mix for a pitcher who won three straight versions of the Japanese Cy Young Award and three straight Pacific League MVPs. And I looked at that and I said, what? No. Three, you know, where the Cubs are not on that list of teams that can play at that financial level?
Well, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, now that we can just defer large chunks of money, any team can get in on any level.
But as you're talking about this, Michael, as you were talking about that, I keep thinking, like Danny was saying, the Cubs don't need to do it. Literally, we went, Danny and I were there last Friday at Wrigley Field, and people were paying $15 for a bag of a graham cracker, chocolate, and marshmallows. I mean, true. Jesus Christ, they're making money hand over fist.
Crawley, I agree with you 100%. The Cubs do not need to do that. They don't need to do any sort of weird shenanigans. But if that's what it takes to make the Ricketts think it's good, but if that's what it takes to make the Ricketts think it's a good idea, then let's do that. Like I said,
Chicago Cubs would rather do anything in the entire world than spend money on a baseball player. They would rather build a billion-dollar Applebee's in the parking lot that nobody can gamble in than pay for a baseball player.
Okay, look, you know. Applebee's was never their plan. They wanted Cracker Barrel.
Exactly.
I thought it was going to be more of like a Chick-fil-A.
That's down the street now. So we did have some minor signings. Edwin Escobar, he's been in Japan as well. So
he was one of Shohei's teammates on the Nippenham Fighters.
Well, there it is. They hang out and play Nintendo in the back of the plane.
Yeah.
But wait, do I have the right guy's numbers up?
No,
I don't. I don't know. I got the wrong. Who do I have up? I might have it missed.
I'm going to be so impressed if you get this.
No idea.
Yokohama? I can barely read those fucking numbers with my.
Oh, you know what? I think he did play for Yokohama after the Bay Stars after the Fighters. He was on the Fighters in 2017.
Yeah, but this can't be right because
this is 21 to 24.
Okay, so this is him. All right, so he's on the wrong side.
Yeah,
he's
in Venezuela.
That's why I go to the library with the other senior citizens
right now. So yeah, that's him.
So
I don't have my readers on.
So this dude, it is pretty small. So get real close to your TV. And
God, if you have this on your phone right now, my God, your eyes must be bleeding.
So in the foreign league, he's been there for 12 seasons. So he's got a lot of experience. Yeah. 3.27 ERA. So that's pretty decent. And looks like 9 strikeouts per nine, kind of somewhere in there. He was in the majors for only two seasons, and it didn't go that great for him. He had a 7 ERA, but that was only in 25 innings pitched. So we have this guy. This is a real guy that's on our team. It's a minor league deal. So,
yeah, well, I don't know. Danny, I don't think you have to say it's a minor league deal anymore because everybody should know the Cubs have not signed a major league deal yet.
Yeah.
Not at all. So any guy that we say that the Cubs have, they're all minor league deals.
Ethan Roberts, they brought back on a minor league deal. They cut him and then brought him back. And so.
Yep. Non-tendered him. And then he became a free agent. So they were like, well, we'll let you come back for less than whatever they were paying him as a minor leaguer already.
And of course, we have to talk about Jorge Alfaro one more time. There he is. Jorge Alfaro. He was a prospect.
He does look fucking fun.
Yeah, he looks fun. I mean, and hey, you know what? Build us a fun team.
He looks like Aquaman. Like
he has a lot of pop. He has no no play discipline. He has a really good arm, really good arm behind the plate, and one of the worst blockers in the league. So
he's,
you can see him get up and run around a lot.
He's got skills, just not ones that really like line up to being good.
I want to see IFG's beer league softball team, 16-inch softball team. I mean, yeah, like exactly. Rowdy Tellez has got to be on there. Yeah. You know, obviously well, Schwarber.
We wanted Votto. We were like, because if the Reds aren't going to have Votto, and like, let's just be fun. Who else did you have on that team last week?
Dan Vogelbach.
My whole idea is if we're not going to try to be good this season, then we're going to call this a raise the baby season. And we're going to sign all the old fun guys that it'll really piss off people if they're wearing a Cubs jersey. So like Joey Votto, Andrew McCutchen, get Dick Mountain back on the team for reasons. Oh, you know, just like anybody that you can get that's going to be like a fun dugout dad and put them all on the team. They won't be blocking any of the prospects from coming up. They'll be like, oh my God, we got Andrew McCutchen in center field. Sure, he's a lot of fun, but maybe we should teach PCA how to play a baseball game. And, you know, maybe we raise the baby, so then maybe next year when we have a better free agent class, we can go spend money on baseball players.
That team sounds like that commercial about being your parents.
I had an idea in my head that I didn't get time to make before today, but I was going to make like a replica movie poster of the Expendables with like Joey Votto in place of Sylvester Stallone.
Well, Danny, can you put up Alfie Campos's thing? Because I think that's important when people talk about Imanaga right there. He's not a one or two, which the Cubs desperately need. If you saw what the D-backs did in the postseason, literally running out two pitchers and then going bullpen game, I mean, that can work, but you need a one and two. And the thing that scares me right now is the ones that are left on the board are, you know, who knows if they're AA, like if you're going to get a Corbin Burns, or who knows if you're going to get a Yamamoto. It doesn't look likely right now. Glasnow's now off the board. And so, with Justin Steele.
If one or two is not available, you need to deal with a decent three.
Justin Steele, I'm worried. He's pitched more than he's ever pitched before. We'll see how that happens. Maybe it doesn't affect him at all. But, I mean, it's not even close. He pitched more innings than he's ever pitched in his life. So, there is concern there.
I'm totally not confident by what's going on right now. Like it no, really.
No. That's why I'm like, hey, let's just sign fun dudes. I'd buy a Joey Votto jersey.
Hold on, I want to remind everyone on this podcast and everyone listening, everyone watching, we signed Craig Counsell. That
exactly.
That
10-win manager.
And the one thing that I learned from that is that the Cubs are now in on everything, and they're going to spend a bunch of money, and they're going to bring us a team this year because of Craig Counsell.
I'm sorry. They signed him because he knows how to draw blood from a stone.
Yeah, except for IFG and I were both on this podcast arguing with the Brewers fan and the Reds fan about how that's not what's about to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
keep in mind, though, that the Cubs generally do make moves later, if you remember, with Swanson. I mean, my whole Christmas Carol song last year was based on the fact that they weren't going to get any of the shortstops, and they got Swanson. When they signed Suzuki, Seiya, that was really late in the offseason. I mean, that tends to kind of be Jed's MO now, you know. It doesn't make Cub fans exactly that happy to see like the Dodgers literally slaying everything. And it's like, you know, you just sit there and you're like, are you going to get up? Are you going to get out of your seat, dude? Make a phone call or something? But,
well, I am tired of eating cold leftovers.
Also, like, how is that going? You know, it's not going that great. You know, like, we're not winning. So his methods stink just in practice.
His methods got us not even a serious consideration from the best player in baseball.
Yeah, he's like, the Cubs.
They were like, that is a very unserious.
Time out. He was considering the Angels, too. I mean, honestly, the Angels, really?
Well, I mean, he was already there, though, and it's at least on the West Coast.
You want to sit there and play another? Literally, you have two of the best players on the planet on the same team, and they couldn't do jack shit. You want to sit there and continue with that inept organization?
No, I feel he like didn't. That's why always, he didn't go there.
It was
he was literally like in his top four.
Yeah, but I think he was sitting with the Angels for that entire span, just watching the Dodgers and going, God, I wish I was over there. They were, you know, right next door, and nobody even knew who the Angels were. You know, it's just Dodgers out there. And I think he just wanted to be a part of that. The Angels were on the thing just to, I don't know.
I was interviewed by a Japanese news, whatever, because it was, this was when Seiya got signed and they were playing the Angels with Shohei and all that stuff. And Joe Maddon was there against David Ross and all that stuff. And I got interviewed by a Japanese news media, but I've never been able to find the clips of that. I thought it would be very interesting.
Because they're probably talking trash about you. You know.
Well, I was just going to say,
drunk American.
You don't speak Japanese. Like, that was the problem.
They were very nice, and I thought that, you know, I thought I was pretty coherent. It was still relatively early in the day, and this is a good time.
Did you try? I'm just saying this might have helped you out. Did you try to give them some allure and explain Japanese history to them?
Yeah, that always helped.
That's Ben Verlander's job.
I could easily tell I'm an expert in Japanese history because of my time at Nisei Lounge.
Yeah, exactly. So I do want to talk about somebody that might be on the team next year, and because it sounds like they don't want to trade him anymore. But I was watching the Dominican League the other day, and freaking Christopher Morel made an amazing play that I tweeted out. It went super viral. Everybody saw it. I'm just going to show it real quick. I screenshotted it. 3-2 ganando las Águilas. Fly por la parte izquierda, va el tercera base rápidamente en zona foul. Y capturó la bola. ¡Qué clase de jugada, señores! So he runs from, he's playing third base, and he runs down the line pretty far into left field, in foul territory, catches the ball over his shoulder, just kind of like
Willie Mays
style, and then gets the ball back in with a pretty weak-looking throw. But, yay, what are you going to do?
Was all over the place, too.
It was, but he was really... I mean, he's over there. He's doing exciting things.
It's almost like if you give him a chance to play the position, he might be able to do some good things.
And then IFG, did you put this homer in here?
Yeah. This was yesterday.
Yeah, play the homer. I'll play it. I'll play it. I got it here. Oh, sorry.
Go for it.
All right.
Lanzamiento del zurdo. Conecta profundo. Largo, 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 largo. Por el left field. Y una bestia, García. La puso amarillí. ¡Qué golpe! Hay tres carreras más para las Águilas. Jonrón del Aeropuerto Internacional del Cibao, que se transforma en la terminal aérea más moderna del...
So,
I absolutely want to go to one of those games. No one's there, which is something that I actually love.
Let's do it next winter. Let's make it happen.
Yes!
Hold on. Absolutely. Ranchers Week.
Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to die. Listen, I already did this once. Remember, I wanted Coco Loco to take us all around. And I put the kibosh on this before because I thought to myself, somebody's going to die.
Like, we barely made it in Detroit.
Years ago.
Yeah,
we've been doing this for so long.
We made it out of Detroit. Crawley's right. Last time I was in the Dominican Republic, I had to give my sunglasses to the guy who had my passport in his hand. He's like, those are some real nice sunglasses. I was like, yeah, they're yours, sir. And I vowed never to go back. And it's just been that long enough of a time that
I can do that again.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've forgotten, you know, everything that happened.
I am in. We got to start planning now, though. Like, this is something that needs to take that long. You know, and I always hear about
you got to plan your funeral. Like, you got to figure out how you're going to ship your body back.
Yeah. I always hear about these people doing stupid, like a cruise or something. Nothing could be worse. Let's go to the Dominican Republic. I mean, we'll Airbnb it.
No, we will not do that. No, we're staying in real hotels. No, we'll stay with Coco Loco and the chickens like I did. That was great. Trust me. When I was going the wrong way down that one-way street, and that was incredible. I loved it.
I can't get this guy to come to my house on Lake Geneva, but he sleeps in a chicken shack. Unbelievable.
Dominic Gloro says, we're already planning a trip to the Dominican Republic next year. Well, Dominic, just let us know which weekend.
And we're going. We're going to...
You're crashing with Dominic Galoro.
She's gonna love that. You know, the Ranters are here.
I do got to get rolling relatively soon, but I wanted to ask now that I'm on here, how many of you guys are really excited about that new spring training game that they're going to have with MLB? What are they calling it?
The Prospect Pervert Weekend.
Why do you gotta ruin every the spring breakout?
Spring breakout. Yes. Yeah, I actually had that in the notes.
The futures game. That's what they used to call it anyway.
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, it's 25 of the Cubs' best prospects are going to play 25 of the White Sox' best prospects in Sloan Park when I'm going to be there.
Each team.
It's different than what you were saying, IFG, because each team will put together a team and they'll have one game against it's in for some reason, it's only 7 innings. I don't understand. Yeah. But yeah, the Cubs are playing the White Sox March 15th at Sloan Park. So if you're planning to go to spring training, if you're there on March 15th, you could go see the prospects.
And Crawley.
Are you going to be there then? Cool.
I was lucked out because that was going to be my off day from games. I'm going Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and then all of a sudden this just popped up. I'm like, more tailgating. Woohoo.
I kept dying.
I definitely like this idea. I almost feel like this should be what they do. I mean, they do it with the Arizona Fall League.
Yeah.
But this is sort of what they do at the end of the year with that. But, you know, I wish they would do this over All-Star break, right? You bring your prospects into, you know, it's the White Sox versus the Cubs. Back and forth each year. You let them play a game each at, you know, Comiskey and at Wrigley, and you just let them play. That would be cool because we got nothing else going on that week anyway.
Yeah. Do it at the Field of Dreams game, too. That'd be cool. The teams that go to there have their prospect. I mean, it's kind of neat because they're playing anyway at that time of year. You know, you just have your best 25 throughout your system. You know, you have guys for the Cubs at Iowa, South Bend, you know, all the teams.
And cool. All the teams technically have a regional rival, right? Like they've been doing that for the, the interleague rivals. So you could set that up. Minnesota,
Milwaukee. Doing it, Cactus is playing Cactus and Grapefruit. But if your rival's in the same spring training league.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying if they did it in the middle of the season during the All-Star break when we don't get any baseball. Why not have baseball?
I'm going to try
that baseball.
October for that game. I really think I want to pay attention to it. And Danny, you know, I usually like to sit in the berm. I think I might try to sit in some
sit
pretty
up front.
I don't really like doing that usually, but this is like a different kind of game. So I want to kind of really be like present. Because, like, you don't care about the spring training games and the scores and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, most of the time, you just are glad you're out of Chicago and getting some sun and drinking some beers.
No, this is your chance to see all the kids up close. So that's
kind of
neat.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Well, and it's across the levels, too. You know, so it's not just the AAA guys are out there. And so, you know, you got four names, and then you got the rest of the guys are just nobodies, 21 nobodies that you're never going to hear from. No, it's literally you got Pelicans, you got Smokies, you got, you know, Iowa Cubs, everybody's along the line getting to play together. That's awesome.
All right. It's going to be fun, but Danny, I got to get rolling, but I do want to say to the Ranters here, man, I'm hoping, I know Michael's going to be out there. I know that Bill Shugis is going to be out there. John Pincus is going to be out there. But it always is a lot of fun, the caroling event coming up. Danny and I walked the route. I had to twist this guy's arm to get him to walk down Clark Street with me. And I think we had a pretty good time, and I think we talked to a lot of great bars. I think we got a lot of places we could potentially go, some new places in the lineup. The funny thing about it is as we're walking there, like, you know, I got this spiel where I kind of try to, you know, hey, we're going to be coming by. And the guy's like, yeah, we remember you from last year, but we can't remember any of these guys, the managers of the bars and shit. But we got some, I think we found some good places.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And Crawley, you're going to be there with your bullhorn kind of leading the troops. You know, he's the general. He goes in there, is like, turn that music down. We're about to sing. And then we get to go. But yeah, Saturday, December 16th at 5 p.m., we're going to meet over at Output. Michael, you're coming, right?
It's literally 2 days away. I'm so excited. This will be my first year. I mean, when I moved from Colorado to Iowa, I thought, this is the thing that I'm going to get to do every year now. And I have not done it yet.
Because of COVID and bad timing.
Because of COVID whatever. The first time. And then my fucking kid has like this jazz band
thing. Oh, I remember the Christmas concert you had to sit through freaking a horrible version of Ding Dong Merrily on High all night when we were having fun.
Yeah. No.
This is the fifth one in person and we've done one online.
Yeah. No, and I always loved going to my kid's thing, but it always pissed me off that like I would find out about this like 2 weeks before that it was the same day. And it was just like, God damn it.
Well, I'm Crawley. We're going to play you out here because as part of this commercial break, we're going to play your entry to the Cubs caroling competition from last year, which, you know, and I agree with this. You were unfairly panned by your arch nemesis, Eric Wheelo, who just happened to be a judge. And he's going to be a judge this year, too. So I'm expecting a good Wheelo clapback track. And I just might disqualify anything Wheelo has to say from here on in, you know, because like all fair's in love and or nothing's fair in love and war. And I'm on your side this year. So we're going to play your song or at least part of it. Because it's 3 minutes long. Like, that might have been your downfall. Yeah, that might have been your downfall.
It's like the free bird of Christmas songs.
Exactly. So we'll play a little bit of this. We'll take it to commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to play everybody's Cubs Carol competition songs. We got a few of them. Pincus. We got John Pincus's is coming in hot. We got Chugas with two more songs. Seth with a shorty but a goodie. Dennis, our Cardinals fan friend, with a diss track.
I can pretty much guarantee that one's not going to win, but hilarious.
It was good, though.
Is Chugas the most prolific Cub caroler ever? And the guy is literally like the Bob Dylan of Cubs caroling.
He's got a Cubs caroling chair. Yeah. He's got a recliner he sits in and just churns these suckers out. He's like the Lieber and Stoller of his time. When it comes to Cubs caroling. So
the secret is that Chugas was doing this for years before the Sunranto show ever even existed. He was just sitting in his chair singing Christmas songs to himself.
So
Zobrist in the basement.
See, here's John Pickett saying, we need Crawley's chutzpah for this event to be a success. I agree.
So I've been resting my look at this. I'm drinking Propel water. I've been resting my voice up. Right. Because what ends up happening at this event is that I'm literally screaming in 13 bars. And by the time it's over, like my voice is just absolutely shredded for the next week. I sound like Marge Simpson.
There's a picture of us doing it on the steps there. Yeah, I'm expecting a pretty big crowd this year, too. So it should be fun. So, we'll let you go and I'll let you play yourself out with your awesome Christmas song from last year. But we'll be right back to hear more Cubs carols. Later, Crawley.
This one for you, Rangers. Winter is filled with sad, sad news. Oh, what an off season. Who have the blues? Free agents are gone. They didn't come here. No one to cheer when the Cubs play next year. Wilson is gone. He's off to St. Louis. No one knew. Please come to Wrigley.
Please come home.
to Wrigley. If not tomorrow, then please buy Cubs Con. Biblical losses, intelligent spending, no Treasure, no Corellia, no Swan Song. But we have Ivy and Cubs next to. I think that's better than 300 million, don't you? So won't you tell me you'll pay for the Cubs? You won't get much money, but plenty of love. There'll be no more sorrow.
If you're like most Americans, you buy shit. Lots of shit. Sometimes you buy shit for other people. Sometimes you buy shit for yourself. And sometimes you buy shit you have to buy just to stay alive. So why not buy shit through the Sun Rancho affiliate? Links at sunrancho.com/shopping. We've got tons of shit you can buy. Go to sunrancho.com, click on the shopping link, then click our ads and buy shit. We've got Amazon. They've got tons of shit. But you can also buy MLB shit, NBA shit, NFL shit, Fans Edge shit, Southwest Airlines shit, Fanatic shit, Reebok shit, Wine of the Month shit, Beer of the Month shit, Bear Mattress shit, StubHub shit, Lid shit, Sports Memorabilia shit, Volcanica coffee shit, Vibrator shit, Condom shit, Bag shit, NHL shit, and Audible membership shit. There's a whole lot of shit that can help the Sun Rancho Show stay on the air so we can keep talking shit. So buy shit today through sunrancho.com/shopping. Thanks. Cubs Jesus thinks you're the shit.
Do you ever find yourself longing for long walks and talks about catcher metrics? How about a coffee or a run differential? Maybe a candlelit dinner dissecting what exactly is the curious case of Miles Mastroboni? If you have, I have just the place for you. The Cubs PS Plus podcast. Come join us. Cubs PS Plus, a Northside numbers game, can be found wherever it is you get your podcasts. And on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, all at Cubs PS Plus. A spin on the baseball metric, OPS Plus. Are you ready? I'm ready. Here we go.
Do, 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 do. Welcome back. I want to show that I'm wearing my Morel Destroyer shirt tonight with the kiss. This is from In the Clutch shirts. 10% off with code SUNRANTO, by the way, if you shop at In the Clutch. They've got a bunch of great new Ohtani shirts with him in the Dodgers. Dodgers blue. Kind of sad.
Is it as good as this one?
I don't think they could put team names on they don't have that license, but they do have like the player stuff. But they've got a lot of great Ohtani shirts right there. Right now, if you're interested in buying, you have an In the Clutch Ohtani shirt, don't you, IFG?
I do. I have the two-way player one. Looks like all manga-y. It's pretty great. So, I was looking forward to updating it to a blue one, but alas.
Corey Furlong says it might be raining Saturday night. I have looked at the weather. The weather, it's supposed to be raining during the day and ending by 6 p.m., so we should be good to go for the caroling.
You never know in Chicago, and even if it is raining, we're Chicagoans. We're going out in the rain, and just bring a raincoat, have an umbrella. It's going to be warm, too. It's going to be in the 40s. I know that doesn't sound warm. 40s.
Yeah. It won't be raining hard.
We'll be fine. We're not going to melt. So we have a lot of Cubs carols to get through here, but we're going to start with a positive one from Bill Sugas, who has entered again with Craig Counsell is coming to town. Check this out.
Okay, gang. Admit I'm still a little embarrassed on the song from the podcast last night. So here's something which I could probably post to Facebook and not be suspended. Cards better watch out. The Brewers will cry. The Reds and the Pirates will lay down and die. Craig Counsell is coming to town. His lineup's lit. He's checking it twice. Letting kids play. It's gonna be nice. Craig Council is coming to town. He's not like Grandpa Lossie. He has baseball IQ. He wins the games, cups, pistol way. That's joy for me and you. Oh, Cards, better watch out. The Brewers will cry. The Reds and the Pirates will lay down to die. Craig Council is coming to town.
I love the part about when the games that the Cubs pissed away.
Yeah.
That's the best part. So the next one is from Seth. It's a short one and a sweet one. Also from his car. So I like the car ones. They have an element of danger.
Yeah, I think when I saw this one, somebody asked if he was staying with Jergo.
Yeah, we don't have one in from Jergo yet. He said he wasn't in the Christmas spirit. And I'm like, please.
Oh, what?
Maybe he's just sick of beating everybody. He's like, this is crazy.
It might be better that he doesn't because somebody will get a chance to win. But still, yeah. I will be sad if Jergo doesn't put in something.
So here is Seth.
There are already too many 12 Days of Cubsmas parodies, but I thought I would add one more. At this year's winter meeting, Shed Hoyer gave to me no fucking players. That's it. That's the whole song. Merry Cubsmas. Go sign Shohei, you bastards.
This is obviously before the Cubs didn't sign Shohei. We still got no fucking players, and I think we might have to keep that that drop around all winter, unfortunately. No fucking players. So moving on. Great job, Seth. That was very funny. I lolled. Here is how about we do Dennis's Carol?
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah, this is from Cardinals fan Dennis. Yeah.
If you have kids.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say, if you have kids around, tell them to struggle right up next to the speakers. This is going to be good for them.
Yeah.
Outside the bros are puking and the Cubs are losing like chumps. And yes, the Rickets are making another donation to Trump. My senses are telling me another century slump. All you trash-eating piglies, Wrigley is a dump. Fill a cup, feeling rough, what is up with the game as it goes? Nobody there knows. Cause they suck in a rut, so they're stuffed in their guts until they explode. It's the shittiest show. And it smells like urine, hell, trough style urinal piss. But you slobs keep farting and burping and barfing in bliss. The cup snake's leaking and the bros are sneaking a bump. Just a stock full of piggly's wriggly is a dump. Happy holidays, bitch.
I mean, not for nothing, yeah. But that is actually the best.
That's so good.
So far, it's the best one anybody's put in.
I disagree. He's in there. And he's fucking wiggling around that stupid cardinal egg of his.
That'd be great if at the end it hatched into a cardinal that flew away. Then he'd win.
The only thing he didn't have was tears. Just I expected him to start crying because, you know, he's so jealous of what we have over here.
So
jealous. They're very funny though. Great job, Dennis. It
made me laugh a lot.
He may be and all the everything he sings about is accurate too. So I mean that's the advantage of that. So John Pincus with always. The oddest of choices. I think you're good. I'll really get to enjoy this. And then we'll follow it up with Chris Salato's, which is just audio. I had a video of it, but the audio sounds better. So we'll do the audio. But here's John Pincus with his.
One. Two. And.
Three strikes, you're out. New manager. Thus we were so full of hope. Until Ohtani will play in real LA. Bellinger looks to be a Blue Jay. Yamamoto will be following La Show, and Juan Soto is a goddamn New York Yankee. Oh, what a shame.
New manager. Danny was pride. I was so foolish to think the Cubs would just finally spend it. But now I know my trust in Jeter, the Ricketts, is gone because Ohtani will play in real LA. Bellinger looks to be a Blue Jay. Yamamoto will be following the show, and Juan Soto is a goddamn New York Yankee. Oh, what a shame. At least we still have the flags in the center.
Wagnerian in its scope.
What the fuck did I just listen to?
No. Always my favorite every year, pretty much. The sleeper hit.
Hold on. What song was that? That was Carol.
That was Carol of the Bells and the Imperial March.
Mixed.
Okay, good. I was fucking lost. We started Carol of the Bells, and then I'm like,
Darth Vader?
Is he just singing this and making Carol of the Bells sound like the Imperial March? And now I'm like, wait, was the Imperial March just a ripoff of Carol of the Bells? And my entire brain is...
Tom's having a whole existential crisis over here.
I mean, it was amazing because those two things don't go together, and yet he did a thing and then...
That must exist already. I'm guessing he didn't mix that, but to turn it into a Cubs parody, he did mix it. Unless he did. I don't know. John, if you're watching,
He mixed that shit into the Imperial March. Holy shit. That was impressive. I was so lost in there. I'm like, Carol the Bells. I knew where we're at. And then when he went to the Imperial March, then I was just trying to figure out whether or not I was actually hearing Imperial of the March, or if he was just singing it that way.
So
he says it existed before him.
The next one is also outdated. Although John's is not outdated, because he had all the unless we get Bellinger not on the Blue Jays, then it will be outdated. So this one's called Christmas Show. So and it's just audio only. So you got to use your imagination. This is Chris Solano.
I don't want a light for Christmas. I just want a World Series.
We'll add the
video. I don't care about the others out there in free agency. I just want him for my own on the north side of of Chicago. Tom, make our dreams come true. It's all I want for Christmas. I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just want a World Series.
Shohei.
Don't care about others out there in the agency. Don't want another Barnhart, Hosmer, or Trey Mancini.
Fuck you.
Ricketts won't make us happy. Wish Shohei on Christmas Day. We just want it for our own on the north side of Chicago.
That's right.
Ricketts, can you spend the money? Cause all I want for Christmas is Shohei.
What's he doing with the instrumental? Oh, we get it. Fade out. All right.
Oh, good.
Very nice. Well, great choice of song, too. I mean, that's just the number one Christmas song, I think. I mean, is it every year goes number one? Everybody knows that song. It's a jam. It's a jam.
Oh,
look at us. We broke into dance.
It really is. And if you don't have video, we will provide the video, clearly. Exactly. I don't know if I could do that for all the songs, but I was willing to jump in there.
But great job to Chris. And then we have another one from Bill. I mean, the guy's a machine.
He really is.
So this is,
he's a machine that sits in a reclining chair.
Which is technically a machine. It has
it just cranks out songs.
So here we go. This is Bill with I'm So Fucking Bummed.
My final Shohei-themed Cubsmas caroling song of the season. Come, they told Sho, I'm so fucking bummed. A baseball king, I'll see, I'm so fucking bummed. World's greatest fans we bring, I'm so fucking bummed. Cheer loudly for the king, I'm so fucking bummed. So fucking bummed, so fucking bummed. We would have honored him, I'm so fucking bummed. He didn't come. Not the Dodgers, I'm so fucking bummed. Also shit fan base too, I'm so fucking bummed.
So fucking bummed.
The rich got richer, I'm so fucking bummed. They still need some pitchers, I'm so fucking bummed. So fucking bummed. So fucking bummed. Why wouldn't he play for us? I'm so fucking bummed. Give me some rum. Give me some rum.
Give me some rum. Rum chata.
I was totally expecting a rum chata at the end there, but yeah, that's so good.
Shout out real quick while I'm thinking about it to Captain Cubbo, who gifted me at the Club 400 Christmas party. He gifted me some Captain Cubbo horchata. Like, it's like this Puerto Rican rum eggnog thing. It's delicious. I absolutely loved it.
Amazing.
John Pincus says to add that song to the printout for the caroling on Saturday. It's not a bad idea, although I think Crawley already did all the printouts, so we might be a little late on that. So great job to everybody. Last week is the last week, so get them to me by Wednesday if you could. If you still want to enter,
you mean next week is the last week.
Next week is the last week.
You said last week is the last week.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Last week's last week. Next week is next week.
That is how it works.
Next week is the last week.
Is what I can take you out of caroling on a high note if you like.
So wait, next week is the week that we're going to play them all and we're going to judge.
Week. Yeah, next the week final, is the final week, the, not the last week.
The final week. So next week we will listen to all of these together with guest hosts that will help us decide that Dennis is an asshole.
But you've got one for us?
I do. I wasn't gonna, but like we got dragged by the Cardinals and we're moaning about how much we're sad we didn't get Shohei. I just thought I'd bring a little bit of positivity.
Oh, you got upbeat. Love it. All right, let's hear it.
We got in like come all you faithful. We all like that one, right? We've all been to Sunday school. It's great. Oh, come Wrigley faithful, joyful and triumphant, cheer bleacher citizens, the Chicago Cubs. Nico and Swanson, Ian Happ and Justin Steele, oh, come let us root for them. Oh, come, let us cheer for them. Oh, come, let us adore him, Chris Morrell.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful. Those are some pipes that were well worked out in a church pew singing those songs.
I already feel better. I do. So,
There was some feeling in there. I actually really did like that.
Thank you.
I wanted to say what the prizes are. First of all, you get an In the Clutch shirt for the winner. Also, there's this cool poster from the London series, Cubs versus Cardinals. This $50 prize there.
It's so cute, though. Look at the little bear guy. He's also not wearing pants, traditionally.
The last prize, and I already, I think
at
I explained
least the shirt's long enough to cover
on last year's show. This is the, or last week's show. I just am having a problem with time right now. Like 17 years ago.
As Artie says, what you're looking at is now.
Exactly. Well, before I accidentally poked a hole in the Sean Dunstan autograph, that was the prize. It still is the prize. But if you see, Sean Dunstan.
Danny, how come every time you get some sort of like autograph, whatever, you bust it?
I don't know. I'm just that. This is why I let see. There's just a little rip here. You can barely see it. You know what I mean? Barely see it. Just put that in a frame. You'll be fine. So, but this is the other prize. You get the In the Clutch shirt. You get the Sean Dunstan poked a hole in autograph. You get the poster. But I also have an announcement about another prize, which is the project warning track that we're going to do, the fashion design competition. And we're good. We'll talk more about this later.
By the way, I got the jersey today.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And the first thing Emily said was, what is he doing? We are going to be there. 3 days. Like, why didn't he just hang on and give it to us when we get there?
I don't know. I was doing stuff. I didn't think of it. But I went to the Club 400 Christmas party, and at the Club 400 Christmas party was Mike Tauchman. We sang him a Frosty the Snowman parody, but I got him to sign the Mike Tauchman 5XL jersey. So now the prize for one of the prizes. Well, this is at least one of the prizes for.
Show us the signature there, Danny.
Right there.
Oh, that looks great.
Mike Tauchman. Right there. It's a silver pen.
Did he mention that it's the most room he's ever had to sign his name?
So anyway, this would be somebody was saying, I think it was Crawley actually, was saying that would be a great size to frame. So if you ever wanted to frame a jersey, that would be a good size frame. So now this is the.
If you ever wanted to frame a number 40 Cubs jersey, of course, Mike Tauchman is the guy you were thinking about.
First one you came to mind, of course. So anyway, that's part of it. I have a couple of announcements. Thanks, Carrie Meyer, for the postcard stamps. She sent me a Christmas card and it had postcard stamps in it so I could send more messages of love and doom to all of you. So thank you, Carrie. Happy birthday, John Pincus. And also, Bleacher Jeff's birthday is tomorrow. So if you talk to him, well, wish him happy birthday. Cubs Caroling at Output, of course. There is a Facebook invite for it. If you want to join up on it, go check that out. It's on Facebook. Look up Cubs Caroling. I think we're probably the only one. Also, I wanted to...
Probably.
Can you imagine we go out there one time and there's this bizarro group with a bunch of other weird songs?
Well, so, it is close to Boys Town.
Yeah, somebody's going to be singing. You can vote for me for best theater designer in the city. And it's the Chicago Reader. They have a best of every single year. I've been nominated. And so I would love it if you'd vote for me and also for Trapdoor Theater and all the theater categories that were nominated. Best theater, best place to see a play. The Pragmatists is a play we did that I did sound for that got nominated. So Kevin Webb is an actor in that. So please, you know, vote for us. It helps us. Good publicity. Go to the Chicago Reader Best of 2023. There's a ballot. It's this weird long address, but I just dropped the link in the chat if you are in the chat. Next week is the final show of the year. Prizes, chance galore. We're giving away the chance prizes. We're giving Amazon prize of the month. Hell, let's just get Patreon prize of the month. We'll do an extra one of those. You win an extra in the clutch. We're just going to give away stuff and sing songs. So stop on by because that'll be a fun live show. If you normally listen to us as a podcast or you watch us later, maybe, you know, throughout the week, maybe that'd be a fun one to show up for and bring your friends because we're going to have a lot of fun. And send in your entries to the Cubs Caroling competition. It's my favorite thing that happens because it's just, it makes me laugh and we're having a good time.
It's so much fun. And you, if you're nervous about sending in a song, we played you Crawley's song tonight. So don't be nervous anymore. And you know, no, it's honestly, it's fun. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. And that's what this is about. And it's about because you're laughing to yourself. We're all laughing with you. We promise, not at you. And everybody, trust me, are always impressed when you do it. You know what I mean? Like you sing a song and you're like, it was terrible. And other people may agree that it was terrible. But when you actually, but like people are like impressed that you had the balls to get it out there and put it up there because everybody just feels like they want to do that. Be that person.
It's all about the confidence of the delivery and the performance. That to me is 99% of it. That, well, and then the lyrics, that's another 75%.
Right.
I know that's 174%, but still.
So Danny,
new math.
I don't know if I missed this earlier. To be fair, I wasn't watching. Did you actually talk about the Club 400 thing?
Not really. We can
talk.
That's
what I thought.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that since you talked about the topic?
It was fun. Mike Tauchman was there. He's just a boring baseball dude who thinks about baseball all day. He left about 8 o'clock. I talked, saw everybody. We sang through the Cubs carols, had a great time. This was more about the people that are part of Club 400. They gave away a surprise to somebody who is having trouble financially. They gave everybody's ticket price went towards that person who is a nice member of the Club 400 group. And so that was really nice. And they do something every year. That's, you know, that's the one of the surprises was when everybody pitched in for my guitar. So that ended up being given to me at the Club 400 event.
Yeah, Club 400 is a great organization, and not only do they do those things out at Stewart's House, but they've expanded into taking people to Wrigley for a Wrigley Field game during the summers. I don't remember how many they did this year, Danny. Maybe you know, like, but it was two or three, four.
Yeah,
I don't remember, but
last couple of years they've done a bunch.
But yeah, they take people who just feel like they aren't going to get that opportunity to go.
That's just one of the things.
Big deal.
That's a cool like public thing that they've done. But the biggest thing that they've done is raised nearly $1 million for a bunch of different charities. And the one of the biggest ones was Joe Madden's event where I got to sing Hey Jude to him. And that was, yeah, they're closing in on $1 million. They're going to do it soon. So that's really cool. All right. Well, we got to move along here. TFCs to then two chance winners. And also I saw that you put where we're going on our trip to the Dominican Republic.
So I saw said in the comments that, that our buddy here is going to Punta Cana, which is as far east as you can get without hitting water in the Dominican Republic. So Punta Cana is all the way over here on the east, and I just put dots here on the map to show where the different stadiums are. So the closest one to Punta Cana is that orange dot there. That's where the Toros del Este play. Then there's the next closest is in San Pedro de Macorís. That's the Estrellas. That's where like Fernando Tatis Jr. plays on that team. Santo Domingo has the stadium that has the Tigres del Este, and the Leones also play in that ballpark.
Yeah, they share.
And then up further north, that red dot there is the Gigantes del Cibao, and in Santiago is Estadio Cibao, which is where Christopher Morel and the other Águilas Cibaeñas play. So it's about a 4-hour drive from Punta Cana to get to Santiago. I think usually people just go by plane.
Yeah. And that's where, when I went to the Dominican Republic, it was 2015.
Yeah.
And when that was our farthest aflung stadium that we went to. And so we stayed, we actually went to the Aguilas Stadium twice.
Oh, nice.
Because we went once in the night when we got there and once in the daytime when we left the next day, because we stayed in this, well, it was kind of like a chicken shack. I mean, it was really, I mean, it didn't have a flushing toilet. Like there was water that you flush the toilet with and stuff.
Sure.
And like I slept on top in my clothes on top of the bed, just because I've had issues in places like that, but I've slept a lot of messed up places. And
look, I've slept in barns. You can't scare me.
Yeah, to be fair,
it was San Francisco that got him worse than Dominican Republic.
Oh, no, I got lit up by bed bugs in San Francisco. That was a freaking dump. I mean, never stay above a bar. Let's just put it that way. So this place was actually, I think, above a bar in Santo Domingo, or in it was just to the north of Santiago de los Caballeros. But yeah, they've got a big eagle out front of the ballpark.
Beautiful.
And it's great. Yeah. I would love to do it. As I went around, the season was over when I went around. So all I did was photograph all the ballparks. I'll bring those on the show sometime and
take
my best pictures of those ballparks. All these empty stadiums, there's like cats walking around and stuff like that. So, all right, well, let's TFC out of here and then take some chances. Pick some chances. I got this one for Cubs Caroling. So I shared on Twitter. I said, hey, Cubs Caroling Saturday, meet at Output, blah, blah, blah. Cubs hymnals provided. I got all the information there. And C Profile or North Sideer said, meh, Ricketts don't care. Okay. I don't think it was for him. Ricketts can come. He's invited.
It would be pretty amazing if Ricketts did actually show up and he's like, I don't like this. Please stop.
Yeah.
Like he actually did care.
Yeah. We're literally like the Who's in Whoville that keep singing even when the Grinch has stolen all their presents.
Oh like, my God.
That is seriously what's happening this year with Cubs Caroling. We are the Whovilles and Who having a good time regardless for free. It is a free event too.
That's what he doesn't like about it is he couldn't charge us $47 to be there.
We even stole the paper from Crawley's school. Like we paid for nothing.
Well, actually, Ricketts loves that because, you know, he enjoys stealing taxpayer money.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
All right. So ahead. I have this amazing TFC. So there was an ad for writing about the San Francisco Giants, and it was on Twitter, and I responded to it. And what I said was, can I work from home in Colorado? There's no way I can afford to live in the Bay Area. That was March 12th, 2019. On December 12th, 2023, Mookie Franchise says, just drop a tent in downtown San Francisco. Everyone's doing it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What?
It is the weirdest thing to get a, like, I never go on Twitter. When I go on, there's a notification. And this dude was responding to something that is now 4 years old.
It's because it's a bot. Gotta be a bot.
I don't know. It might be a bot, but why would it be responding to anything?
And why would it be named Mookie Franchise instead of like Joe 8795628?
True.
Yeah.
True.
My thing is, that is such an old, it's from March of 2019. It is before the world died.
That is somebody just searching the area and responding to anything that makes them mad.
Yeah. Maybe, I just thought it was amazing that
maybe they haven't updated their app in a while. Like they just, maybe they just picked up their phone and they're like, oh, I haven't opened Twitter in 5 years. Let me see. In
5 years, and then he started screaming and ran off of a cliff.
Yeah. You got anything, IFG?
This guy's a Cub.
Yeah. But he's not. He's an Iowa Cub.
I'll take it.
We're going to see him, and we're going to cheer.
You know, IFG, there is a
delightful month and a half in the spring. That's all I got.
There's an airport in Des Moines. I can meet you there. We could take you over to see Jorge Alfaro dance at Magic Mike's in the suburbs of Des Moines.
Oh, I forgot I had these TFCs. Let me throw these out here real quick, because when Morrell made that great play, it was met with a lot of love and a lot of hatred too. And the people who don't like to have their picture in their profile were out in force. On this one.
These are some angry people.
Yeah, so they say, Bob Snowden says, but when he did, you could count on at least one bad throw every game. Terrible accuracy, but that can improve. I think Council has him penciled in at 3B. And then no picture, James Plunkett says, struggles with routine throws, though, from third. Liability there, unfortunately. And then no picture, James Plunkett also said, because earlier in the year before he got called up, everyone was just focusing on the homers and not realizing he was still making errors on basic plays. Love Morrell. Don't let a circus play mitigate the rest. And then a guy who's into what are those called?
That would be Curious George.
Oh, that's Curious George. Yeah. Horner Burner 2 says, but can he feel the ground ball and throw it to first?
I am, at this point, I'm already just convinced that these are David Ross's burners.
Yeah. Right. Well, it might remind everyone, Chris Bryant threw the ball to the wrong side of first base every single time his entire rookie year.
He damn near threw away the winning throw of the World Series. He fell on his ass and barely made the throw.
Yeah, he almost got Rizzo killed 15 times every game.
Yeah. Somewhat truth said, that playing outfield, need to see something on a hot ground ball towards the third baseline. This is just outfield play. So this guy apparently does not like
it. But he was on third base. He's made an outfield play from third base.
Damn. Yeah. You're at third base and you run all the way to the outfield and make a catch.
And he's like,
then you no longer become a third baseman?
Yeah. But then I realized what Somewhat Truth was kind of talking about, because if you look at his Twitter profile, he tells you all about himself. He says, a professional at bad takes. And so I actually tweeted back to him his profile and said,
there we go.
You know, there you go. I understand your comment now, sir. There was one person that had it right, though. It says, I've watched pretty much every game he's played at 3B in winter ball, and he's done quite well. A few throws that could have been better, but overall pretty solid. I think he has two errors, and they both were when he played short.
Yep.
So,
You remember, he started the season out there in left field. They moved him to shortstop, and then they put him on third base. I really do just feel like they were, like, toning, like, down his arm to do that. Like, if that makes sense. They were like, we're going to put you here and then here, and now we're just going to park you on third base. You're doing good there, so we're just going to keep you right there.
Yeah, and for anybody,
keep hearing rumors about this first base thing, and I just don't think it's a real thing that exists.
Yeah, I was going to say, for anybody wondering about the first base thing that Jed Hoyer brought up,
I think Ken Rosenthal made it up or something. I don't freaking know.
Who reported
on that first? Whoever it is, flog them.
Yeah, he has not played first base at all DR, but according to Jordan Bastion, the Cubs have sent a coach to the DR, and pregame every day they work on first base stuff.
Yeah, I did hear that pregame thing.
What does that mean? All it is, so you're like, working.
Wait a minute. David Ross isn't here to shuffle him around to a different position every game, so we got to send somebody on purpose to fuck up his head.
Yeah, exactly. We got to ruin this kid.
We can't let him get too comfortable at third base and like make him think that he's got a position. We just got to send somebody there whose only job is to fuck him up.
I feel like this is like Little League, right? Like, you have your first baseman, but then you know, like, you have to rotate that guy out at some point. So then you've got like two other kids that stand over there, and then
because their dad, you know, is going to punch you in the face if he doesn't, or
yeah. So like, you know, they hit the ball and the guy picks it up, he throws it to first base and the guy catches it. And then he rotates to the back of the line. And then Chris Morrell gets up there and he gets to make one catch. And then he goes to the back of the line. I feel like that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah. Well, and also like people don't realize that they, in that league, they want to win these games. Like, it's important to them. They're getting paid. I know it looked like there was nobody in the stands, but there are oftentimes on the weekends people in the stands and partying. Absolutely. And rocking. Those are big games.
So Wednesday afternoon. Come on.
Yeah. So I'm going to share my screen because hashtag chance in the chat. It's your last chance to win. Two chances we're giving away tonight. We're doing a double drawing because I screwed up last week. So here we go. I'm drawing number one. Lot of people in the chance tonight, just how God intended, except for God never intended we did this. Dominic again, the mailman.
There is a God.
The mailman delivers.
Nice. He not only he's going to get this, but Danny, make sure you put in there that he needs to return a postcard with instructions about where to find their. You know, the place that he's staying.
The resort in Punta Cana.
We're all going there.
Here we go. We're drawing again.
It can't be the same winner twice, right?
No, it can't. Well, you can have it be that way, but I put it that it cannot be that. And Lisa Cram.
Yay, Lisa!
California. Congratulations to you. And so we've got two winners.
Lisa Cram was my secret. Wait.
I was
her Secret Santa last year.
Okay. Yeah, Secret Santa's going on. I just sent my gift today, in fact.
Oh, cool. My Secret Santa guy should have gotten his gift. I haven't heard that he got it, but I hope he got it.
Right. I have ordered mine, and I will never see it. So I hope it gets where it's going.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that today. I'm like, how do I know when they got it? You know, I won't because it's just being sent.
To be fair, though, I ordered it from camera, so I at least have someone I can yell at if it doesn't get there.
So there's the show. I don't think we're going to do a post show. And I mean, you guys can go on, but I feel like I'm losing my voice.
No, I'm dead.
I'm going to be on the Waddle and Sylvie show tomorrow, so listen to that. I'm going to be singing my song. That's why I want to just kind of call it a night here. But
how are you going to sing Fuck the Cardinals live.
Very carefully.
F the Cardinals or like.
No, I've got dance moves planned.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, thank God it's a radio show.
I've got the beat. Yeah, exactly. There will be a live audience. There's going to be a restaurant that I can make an ass of myself in front of. So, yeah, I've got the beeped version of the song. And so I just won't say that one word while I'm singing the song, but there will be a beep that will, and I actually changed the lyrics a little bit from what I gave. I thought of a better line. So we can go on in this. So I go, sorry, this is the wrong one. But bunch of haters can't spell traitor. All their pictures are old. You can take the Cardinal way and shove it up your poo holes.
Oh, much better.
Yeah, right?
Love it.
Got the poo holes in there. So, all right. I'm going to play a song.
Okay, you didn't have to explain that, Danny. I think we all got it the first time, but I appreciate you being very clear what the joke was.
Hey, good night, Danny.
Good night, Danny. No, here's Fuck the Brewers. Here's the follow-up to that last one. Spagog, thanks for tuning in.
Spagog, everybody. Spagog.
Fuck the Brewers, fuck the Brewers, stole their manager, Craig. Cubbies have got him down from Wisconsin, our side of the lake. Times are rocky in Milwaukee, their window's gonna shut. Ryan Braun's a cheating jerk and Christian Yelich eats butt. Fuck the Brewers, Cub fans come to your state. 94 to Wrigley North, their bills are getting paid. It's a place with sausage races, just a two-hour drive. The Brewers are going down like Bernie goes down his slide. Yeah.